No problems.
So, okay, Matt, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me about your initiative, TAP Thanks and Praise. Can you tell me a little bit about Thanks and Praise, the basis of the initiative?
Yeah, sure. First things first, just a small thing. It's actually TAP Thank and Praise. It doesn't have the S on it. And that's quite important just because the website is www.thankandpraise.com.
Yeah.
So basically, TAP was created in January 2019, initially as the brainchild of the original two founders, who are Philippa and Sandy Curtis. And it's a fantastic story, like some fantastic social enterprises and startups. The story is genuinely fascinating. So they have a teenage son, Donnie, who has some special physical and educational needs. And as they were raising him here, they'd received fantastic service from social services, from healthcare services, from education services. And they were always so impressed, and they'd experienced, you know, great service from these amazing people. And what they found was, when they wanted to say thank you, of course you can do it face to face or you could send a card, but there never seemed to be any structures in place to say thank you, any formal structures, as opposed to complaints. If you wanted to make a complaint, every place seemed to have a structure for complaints in place. And so they started to think to themselves, you know what, if there was a way so that giving thanks was as easy as it was to make a complaint, maybe more people would proactively thank instead of complain. And we could break this society of complaining that we live in. And
you're absolutely right. Can I just interrupt you there? It is so easy to complain, but very, very often we forget to say thank you. And as you say, and there isn't a platform in many of the larger corporations like the NHS or hospitals, there is nobody directly to give your thanks to. I will let you continue.
Yes. So you've got channels for feedback, but though if you actually have a look at those feedback channels, they're full of complaints and issues. So the concept is brutally simple, but a little bit like watching a swan swim up the Thames. I'm based in Windsor, and our offices are in Sunning Hill. A swan looks beautiful and perfect going up the Thames, but if you look underneath the surface, there's two big ugly legs pedalling away like mad, creating a ubiquitous, easy to use digital platform so that people can give thanks to individuals. Working in healthcare and social care and education is no mean feat, and it's taken us a while to do it. So as I mentioned, we started up TAP in January 2019. It took us about a year or so to get our first working version of our platform so that members of the public could send an individual message of thanks to a key worker, or they could send a message of thanks to an organization or a department within a school or whatever. And then COVID happened in March 2020, which initially we thought, oh my goodness, it's going to stop us in our tracks because we can't get out there and speak to these amazing hospitals and social care centers and healthcare centers and schools. And then at 8 o'clock on the first Thursday of lockdown, everybody kind of went outside and started clapping for the NHS. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, there is a genuine public outpouring of thanks and gratitude to the NHS. And that is exactly what we do.
And you have the means. You've set up the means.
Exactly.
If people are thinking, I want to thank the sister from such and such a hospital, or I want to thank the GP, or I want to thank the social care worker, you're giving them the platform to come to you, I presume.
Yes.
Give their thanks, and then you pass it on to the appropriate bodies.
Exactly right. And also the wonderful thing about, I thought the clapping for the NHS was fantastic. It's a really nice social thing when we're all locked in our homes as well, you know, seeing your neighbours across the street and stuff. But at the same time, I always remember thinking to myself, well, you know, like I really do mean this for the NHS, but I wonder how many people from the NHS actually get to experience this, because they're at work, and if they're not at work, they're at home. And whereas with TAP, of course, we deliver the message in digital format, and it will either go by WhatsApp to them, or we create digital thanking walls for all these different organizations, and the kind of name is up in lights. and the message is up in lights. And it really does have such a positive impact on the mental well-being of these amazing workers. And we know this because these digital thanking walls that we create, and by the way, all that we do is we create the platform. We don't send any of the messages. They're created by members of the public, and sometimes staff members send messages of thanks to each other. But they're like a permanent record that's up there, and they get visited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times by members of staff. And we have lots and lots of feedback. We're working together with nearly 1,000 organizations now across the country. You know, we've become really quite big, and we process thousands and thousands of messages of thanks. And these organizations that we work with, which range from large county hospitals through to small primary schools, the feedback that we get from the staff that are working there is amazing. They just say, look, it makes a difference. It makes a difference to know that people are appreciative, to know that they're loved, you know.
Yeah. What we'd like to do, Jackie, is to have feedback from a hospital or a school in our area. So I think Patrick mentioned Chertsey High School, Shoreley Primary School, obviously big hospital like St Helier, any of those hospitals. We'd be interesting to hear if you've had a channeling of thanks from people to those hospitals, and if we could speak to somebody who maybe had done just that, and what they said or what they channeled through to you and how it was passed on.
Yes. So I've got actually some examples of some of these. These are just simple messages that we've pulled off of our platform. But I got some local ones for you here. I mean, would you like me to read a couple out maybe?
Yes, please. Very much so.
Yeah. So the first one here, this goes out to CHS Family, which I'm guessing is the family of workers from Chertsey High School. It's a lovely message. It says, a simple thank you can never express the gratitude I have for Zelia and all the staff at CHS. You've gone above and beyond in the most difficult of times to support our children and sometimes us parents when no doubt struggling yourselves. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, each and every one of you.
That's absolutely lovely.
It is. I mean, it really sort of warms the cockles of your heart, you know. So this next one here goes to Tolworth Hospital in Kingston. And it says, whoever you are and wherever you are, if you are part of this great effort to control the ravages of this pandemic, we thank and salute you. This is an unprecedented situation. We may have the rationale for dealing with it, but only time and your dedication will tell. And then there's another one here which goes out to the National Association of Care and Social Workers. It's an association. It's called NACAS. Yeah. And it says, where would we be without these wonderful people? Most of us will be very grateful for your time and energy looking after vulnerable people, and hope all people will be grateful. Well done, in capital letters and in bold.
That's really wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And when you think, you know, I'm not a social care worker. I don't work for that school. I don't work in that hospital. And even me reading that, it just makes you feel nice. And the wonderful thing about this platform is, I mean, the simplicity is the key. Yeah, we've deliberately made it really, really, really simple. All the legwork happens at our end. All you have to do is to visit the website, which is thankandpraise.com. And literally within 10 seconds, you can fill out your message. You can say exactly where you want it to go. You can say, yes, please share this on a digital thank you. We'll press a button, done, dusted. And we will do our level best to deliver it to the individual involved. And as a minimum, it goes to the organization. And there's a strong chance that the people that you want to get your thanks to, they will receive it. We also have an app, which is beautiful, simple, free to use, permanently free to use for everybody, by the way. And the way to get the app is if you go onto your app store, be that on an Android phone or an Apple phone, just search for Tap, Thank and Praise. You'll see our orange heart and tap. And that's the app. And just tap on it, download it. Again, just takes a couple of seconds. And you can read messages of thanks. You've got this amazing sort of, it's called the map of thanks. And it's like a Google map, and you zoom in and you can see all the organizations in your area, tap on them, and then read some of the messages of thanks that these organizations have received. You can send a message of thanks. Again, literally only takes 4 or 5 seconds and it's done. And the concept is brutally simple and amazingly effective. And I'm just really proud and pleased to be involved with it.
You should be. So if people have agreed to, for their message to be shared, presumably people can go onto the website and see the thanks other people have given to particular institutions. And maybe that would encourage them also to do the same thing, because obviously if they've been at public hospital or Chertsey High School or whatever institution is mentioned, oh, I had a wonderful experience then. Maybe it would then instigate them to do the same thing themselves and it would just flow.
Yeah, it's really insightful, actually, Jackie. That's exactly what people do. You know, you can see how people use the website, and people tend to read some of these messages of thanks. And then the next thing that they do is go and fill out a thanking form and give a message of thanks. And we strongly encourage people to do so. The interesting thing as well is that there's a real sort of like positive vibe, obviously, that goes to the key workers. Also, the person that gives the message of thanks, it actually makes you feel good. It's a little bit like Christmas time. I like giving presents just as much as I like receiving presents. And it's the same sort of mini buzz, you know, it makes you feel good about yourself. There's what a lot of people, by the way, send a message of thanks and then immediately go onto the thanking wall and want to read their messages of thanks, like a bit like going on the radio, right? 15 seconds of fame.
Yes.
It feels lovely to see your words. I would put one small caveat in there, which is we check every single word before it goes up on the platform. So we're unlike any of the other social medias. We are a social media, but a very small one in comparison to Twitter or Facebook. But we're unique as we don't hide behind community guidelines. Even though it's consumers which generate the content, we check every single word and we only approve 100% positivity. We're unashamed about it, Jackie. But by the way, in general, this is how I believe that social media owners should go, rather like a traditional media owner like yourself, where you're responsible for the content that you broadcast.
Oh, absolutely.
And everybody expects that of you. But it's amazing when it comes down to social media, you know, the social media owner isn't responsible for the content that's being published on the site. We're against that. We're saying that we have responsibility. We take responsibility. Our area, TAP, is a platform where only positivity will live on.
You have a good braking system in there. Actually, when you're actually on live radio, you have to think all the time about what you say. And you really, really have to. That live break must be within you, because there's certain things that you think you might be fair and you stop. No, I yes. can't do that. You don't have a safety valve of an Ofcom if you say something wrong. If you do have that. I was also actually quite interesting, because obviously social media is heavily in the news at the moment, because they're saying about youngsters on sites we dare not mention and how it should be checked and how the age should be checked. So you have your own self-checking system. So nobody could actually post anything that was offensive or upsetting. And it's all about good things, which is a great example of the social media.
And it's actually for the organisations that we work with. They absolutely love that. They absolutely love that because, you know, unfortunately, most organisations nowadays will have a Facebook group that's associated with it. You know, a school will always have, you know, a Facebook group that goes along with it. But you can't control, you know, what happens on that page. And for every positive statement that's on there, there's again, you know, this culture of complaining. There's somebody that's got something negative to say about it. And the wonderful thing about TAP is that you won't see any of that negativity there. You know, it's a place for 100% positivity. And like I said, Jackie, we're not ashamed of it. We're kind of proud of it. It's a bit of a pain because you have to check each and every word, you know, that goes through. So it goes through an approval process. It basically sits on our dashboard. And then we have people that actually read them and say, yes, you know, I approve that, approve that, approve that. I'll be honest, 99.9% of the messages that are sent are genuine and positive and true. But we check 100% of them anyway.
Do you allow typos, spellings, you let those go through because it's quite a natural thing? Or do you actually correct any of the grammar?
Yeah, if there's something that looks really silly or something and somebody's got their name behind it, then, you know, we'll do a spell check on it. Weirdly enough, the trickiest thing actually for us to technically handle is emojis. You know, so people use emojis all the time, smiley face, winking face. they're actually very difficult to have any sort of like automated technology to approve those. So that's the difficult thing that we have, but we can handle that as well.
Yeah, good. One other question. So if a person in the NHS or a hospital or school receive a message, do they have a facility to then respond back via TAP?
Yes, so we don't directly connect anybody. So that's not the objective of the platform. So it's not a two-way communication platform. So no is the simple answer to that. So so you can't have a teacher to respond straight back and say, well, thank you so much for the message of thanks that you've given me. And obviously for privacy purposes, we don't share any personal data whatsoever with any third parties. So we don't share any personal data. We only put messages on these digital thanking walls with the permission of the user. There's a tick box that says, yes, please share my message publicly on a digital thanking wall. So no, there isn't a facility for a two-way communication. That's not what the platform's for.
But presumably, if somebody receives a message of thanks, they're quite aware of who's sending the message, because it's obviously something they've done for somebody in particular, whether it be in a large institution in a big way or a smaller institution in a small way, or even a one-to-one carer who's looked after somebody, they will know who the message is from.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. So my my younger brother, Ben, who lives in the West Country, so he's a head of Key Stage 4 at a massive, massive comprehensive school. Well, community college, they're called nowadays. It's actually the school that I went to when I was a kid. And they use TAP. They're actually the biggest school in the country, and they use TAP. They have hundreds and hundreds of messages on their platform. And I said to him, well, when was the last time you read, you know, the messages on the thank you? He's like, oh, you know, I haven't looked at it for months. And I said, well, there you go, have a look. And about the sixth or seventh message, and this wasn't staged, I didn't know that, was a message to him. He's Mr. Findlehawkins. Mr. Findlehawkins and the Key Stage 4 staff just wanted to say, you know, and it's a really nice message written by a mum about her daughter. And then at the end, the name was on it. And he said, oh, my goodness. He said, that lady has been in so many times with issues with her daughter throughout the year. I always thought she hated us.
So look at that. The power of gratitude. Isn't it?
There you go.
I suppose one more nuts and bolts question I need to ask you is, how do you fund this?
Yes, it's a really good question. So so up until now, we are revenue generating now, but it's only really been in the last 6 months or so. And so up until now, we've been funded by external investors, a lot of people that are doing things philanthropically, a lot of people that come from an education and healthcare background. So we've got lots of doctors and senior nurses and former headmasters and headmistresses. But we're a social enterprise, which means we're not about profit and we don't pay dividends to shareholders or anything like that. But we're a privately held company. And our revenue model is we have corporate sponsors which sponsor these thanking walls for the different organizations. So they might be, for example, a big supplier to a hospital, and they want to demonstrate their corporate social responsibility by basically, effectively, they're paying for that service to be delivered for free to the organization. We're not about profit, and we're a long, long, long away from breaking even. But we do have this revenue model, and it comes from corporates wanting to demonstrate their corporate social responsibility. So effectively, they'd sponsor the different thanking walls.
Super. So you've obviously contacted with Christmas in mind. Is there anything going on approaching Christmas that we can put onto Radio Jackie for you?
Yes, please. So we've got something called the Share the Gift of Gratitude campaign, which is running over December. And we're inviting people. So we'd like to invite your listeners to send a message of thanks to an amazing key worker or just somebody that's really sort of caught your eye or you think that deserves that message of thanks. All you have to do is visit thankandpraise.com or download the TAP Thank and Praise app. It really takes about 5 seconds to deliver your message. And we will do everything possible to ensure that that key worker gets to see your message of thanks. And I mean, around this time, which is, you know, it's the time of giving, what better gift to give than the gift of gratitude. So, we call it the Gift of Gratitude campaign. It's our Christmas campaign running in December.
That's super. You actually can't quantify financially the gift of gratitude. It's the perfect gift. It's something that comes from the heart, comes from experience. It's not something you see on a shop window or an advertising site. It's something that comes from something real that's happened. And it's a real gift to give back that thanks, which we tend to forget in our busy lives.
Well, we do. And we live in this material world, you know, where this is all about, you know, a gift that's wrapped beautifully and costs a fortune and all those different things. And personally, I find that very stressful. And my wife handles most of that for me. But interestingly, actually, my wife sent a message of thanks just the other day on the Tap app. It was probably the first message of thanks that she'd sent on the platform. She did it totally sort of independently. And then she came to me afterwards and she said, first things first, you know, will this junior doctor that I've mentioned, will she actually get to see that message of thanks? And I said, yeah, you know, she genuinely will. And then my wife said to me, you know what? I feel really good. I feel really good about sending that message. I don't know why, but I really hope that the lady sees it. I feel really, really good. And I've just told all of my friends, go and download the app. And send a message of thanks.
It's such a symbiotic thing. It's something that where one thing links in with another thing, and then the actual benefit from it is more than the two things summated together. It grows. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's got to be said that organisations such as yours, Jackie, you have a really, really big impact on what we do. Because you know, you have a really good reach, and you'll probably have a really engaged audience, people that really listen to you and probably regularly tune in, and you supporting, you know, our Gift of Gratitude campaign, it makes a real difference. So and I'm sure if anybody that were working at NACAS or the Tolworth Hospital or the Chertsey High School are listening in, they will be absolutely buzzing to hear that message of thanks read out on the radio. So. I say thank you a lot, but thank you to you, Jackie, you know, for the impact that you have as well, because, you know, we're spreading the word, and together we'll make the world a nicer place.
Thank you so much for coming to talk to you on radio, Jackie.